news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Judith Miriam Boneski, a contemplative nun of the Monastery of Our Lady of the Rosary in Summit, New Jersey. The title of her preaching is No Sheep Left Behind.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. We all know these parables. Jesus, the master storyteller, is again drawing us into the scenes of them, into the major and minor real-life dramas, from a lost sheep, not relatable to us non-shepherds, to the domestic drama of a lost coin, one I think that most of us can relate to. The image of a good shepherd with the lost sheep over his shoulders is very familiar, so familiar that we forget about the search in the wilderness that preceded it. Would your typical Middle Eastern shepherd really leave those 99 sheep to search for the lost one? Yes. Being a shepherd in Judea was a dangerous and demanding job. He was personally responsible for his sheep, and that meant he would risk his life for them. No question about it. According to William Barclay, very often a flock of sheep would belong to a community, so everyone in the village would be invested in their welfare, and everyone would be on the watch. Unlike some depictions of the Good Shepherd, Jesus is not strolling up rolling green hills dotted with wildflowers. No, he is in the desert wilderness, dotted with patches of grass for grazing, scrambling over rocks and thorny bushes looking for that sheep. The problem for the Pharisees is not that the shepherd would look for this one sheep. The issue is that Jesus is comparing a lost sinner, one who in the eyes of the Pharisees was not worth saving, since he was a transgressor of the law, to that sheep which the shepherd must find, at the risk of his own life, and save to bring back to the fold. Psalm 100 reminds us, "We are his people and the sheep of his pasture." We may feel very comfortable in pointing out all the lost and wandering sheep around us, but let's be honest, there are times in our lives when we are lost and wandering far from the shepherd. We are always in need of following the good shepherd, always in need of being found by him. I will now defer to Pope Francis and let him have the last word here. In 2016, during his general audience, he preached so simply and beautifully on this gospel. "There are not sheep who are definitively lost, but only sheep meant to be found. We must understand this well. For God, no one is definitively lost, never. Up to the last moment, God looks for us. He goes to search for that one, because each one is very important for him, and that one is the most in need, the most abandoned, the most thrown away. God loves all, looks for all, one by one. The Lord, therefore, goes to search there where he wants to meet us, not where we insist on finding him."
Oh.